The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Emergency election podcast, because it's an emergency. It just happened. Democracy. The election was yesterday. Roth, you want to do an emergency miniature podcast?
This better be an emergency, because I woke up out of bed and had to slide down a fireman's pole into the studio to do this thing.
I'm not even dressed, but I heard the siren and went, woo, 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 woo. And yes, I jumped out of bed and went right to my podcasting station.
It might help listeners to imagine both you and I wearing old-fashioned pajamas and sleepy hats while we record this.
Yeah, I took off my nightcap and my, yeah, like.
Put on like, your day cap?
Like a red and white striped nightcap. Like, with no undies. No undies. Just my old man balls hanging down to my knees.
That's the only way that you can talk about politics, man, if you're hanging.
Oh, that's great.
So how are you feeling?
I don't know how. Okay, the one thing I need to tell you is that I am so proud of myself because I went to bed at 9 and I fell asleep and then I woke up. So I didn't have to deal. I didn't watch a fucking second of cable news and I was
good
so
job.
Happy about it.
That's fantastic. I was honestly like, you know, I know that you're a grown man and you're okay and you make good choices for yourself. I also noticed that you weren't tweeting last night and I was like, I hope he's fine. He's probably fine, right?
I was asleep. But I was in La La Land. It was great. Because you know what happens is you watch cable news, they have the graphics, which is like the needle where it's just your eye banging it and you're just your stress levels are commensurate with what the graphic looks like.
No, it's so bad.
And there's just shitheads talking.
It's also telling, too, because all those graphics at this point, like, the map is completely misleading and insane, the national map. And then the fucking Nate Silver 538 thing is just has gone completely psychotic.
Yeah, and you know what?
They
Fuck
have no
Nate.
Control over it. They talk about it where they're like, I don't know what it's doing right now. I personally don't agree with it.
Yeah, like, he's just yelling at his stupid computer. He's like, well, this wasn't like this. Well, fuck you.
Yeah,
what good are you? Bozo.
Have you considered unplugging it and then plugging it back in 90 seconds later?
Like he yells at the computer and it's like, I'm supposed to like think that's like insight, you know?
Oh, it's right? The worst. It actually was like in some ways the worst and most annoying part of the evening because it just reminds you of how like so much of 2018 is like people that like created algorithms that don't work, that they can't control anymore. And they're just sort of like, well, I don't know. I mean, like Facebook thinks you should be a Nazi, I guess. Like, it just fucking blows. It makes you feel so powerless and stupid.
Yeah.
Especially because it wound up being, like, unbelievably wrong. Like, as soon as the Florida numbers started coming in, the thing was just like, Democrats are losing every toss-up. And they didn't. They did great.
Yeah. It drives me nuts. I hate seeing it. I'm glad I didn't. Because, like, 2016 had the needle, and I was looking at the needle. And, you know, it was just back when I felt Nate had some credibility. And now it's just some guy yelling at you about his model,
yeah,
you know, not working the way it should, but it's still a great model.
It seems like he's as credible as anybody. It's just that like nothing works anymore, which
yeah,
of course is a little
is
stressful if you think about it too much, but you can always go to sleep at 9.
Yeah, it's that's it. Cause you know, we were in Nashville and I made the brilliant move of getting shit faced every night and only sleeping 5 hours because there was too much alcohol in my system.
That's a savvy veteran play. You can't coach that.
How well did that serve me on election night? Because I was dead sober and fell into a coma at 9 o'clock.
That's tight. Yeah, that was actually what Amanda and I were talking about this before we went on, that like I came back and I was just tired enough and I landed and then I had to go do my stupid volunteering thing. So I was like also physically a little bit tired. And right. Like I had two drinks and went to bed at a reasonable hour. Like I woke up to the news that Scott Walker had gotten his ass kicked. Like that was, which is Christmas morning for me.
That's not bad.
And yeah, and that was like, you know, I think the most functional I'd been. The one dark moment was, so we're not a keeping drugs in the house household for the most part, but when it was looking kind of stressful, like at like 9, 9:30, I realized that, you know, CBD gummies, which have been nice and relaxing for me in the past and which are legal, I was like, oh, I could go get those. And I didn't know where in the neighborhood. I looked at like the health food store and they have everything there. They're just like, you know, they'll sell you some like brain smoothing pill. You can get like colloidal silver, like five different brands of it, but they don't have it. And the only place that has it is this vape store called Vape Kings with a Z. And
like,
and I'm not going in there. Like, for one thing, I'm too old. For another thing, it's lit like a fucking, like an interrogation room. Like, it's just like all raw overhead fluorescence. And I don't want to be in a position where I have to go in there and be like, you know, the legal stuff that maybe doesn't do anything. Can I buy it from you? Like, it just felt like a low. So I didn't do it. And then
you should have done
it, though. Okay.
You could have gotten that and then a Monster Energy. And then you could have dyed your hair blonde.
Just like fucking hung out there with the guys for a little while.
Yeah.
Like,
so what's
Sublime
in this week?
With Rome is actually better than Sublime without Rome.
I woke up, I went down, I checked my phone, and the headline was Democrats take the House. I said, well, thank God for that. But then it was like slowly, like as you scroll down, sort of chipped away. Like, yeah. Well, the guy in Florida lost. Racist ass Steve King won. Oh, Ted Cruz won again.
Yeah, although the Cruz thing seemed to be like that was a Pyrrhic victory. I mean, it's bad for everybody in the sense that it's now just Ted Cruz being up there being like, Ted Cruz for another 6 years.
Oh, that is exactly how he sounds.
Oh, he's the best. I love him. But it seemed like Beto did so well that like he – all those like lower level candidates, like there was like super duper wipeouts at like state and county levels and then a bunch of like, you know, U.S. congressional seats flipped in Texas. Like – who knows what it means, but it's like they actually ran a good dude against Cruz. He came as close as he could, given that like seriously 7 in 10 white people in Texas voted for Cruz. And, you know, that's like it's not a total loss there. That doesn't mean that Beto should run for president, but I mean, who knows?
Just the idea that one person voted for Ted Cruz you see him talk,
It seems like his whole thing is just basically like being as unappealing as possible. Like that's really like his angle that he's come up with is like, what if I was just a booger, just a repellent booger of a guy?
Don't you want to take a cold shower now you've seen me?
Yeah. I want to cut your taxes and play around. I want to wear your skin around.
He's just so disgusting. Just
a disgusting man. Just a fucking worm.
It kills me. And Steve King going to like the land of fascism, like going to Austria to be like, yeah, this seems like a good idea for campaigning in Iowa. I'll go to the cradle of Nazi civilization.
Like, I think that while it's obviously bad that he won, like bad for everybody and embarrassing for everybody, especially for Iowa, I think that he did kind of get owned because I think he doesn't want to be in the House of Representatives anymore. He wants like the Steve Bannon job where you like speak to like the soccer Nazi party in Romania on Skype and get paid for it. Like that's what he doesn't want to fucking go to Washington and like vote on appropriation stuff. I don't think. But like he did the Naziest stuff that he could and he still won. So, I mean, that's obviously it's a kind of a consolation prize, but knowing that he'll be unhappy this way maybe softens it a bit. Also, he'll be in the minority, so.
Yeah, it's disappointing to know that still is such a valuable play. Like to me, the sort of great emboldening of Trump being like, well, you can be as lawless and racist as you want, and it doesn't matter. And all the other Republicans are like, oh yeah, this seems to work. And like it has worked for some of them. And the fact that it worked for any of them is what is very, very discouraging.
Right. And that's kind of hard to, you know, feel super good about. There's a lot of guys that like, you know, lost and did really racist things. And you can't necessarily say that the racist thing they did made them lose, although that would be nice. But like I'm pretty sure there was a congressman in New Jersey who was running against Andy Kim, and I believe Andy Kim won. And that guy put out like a mailer that had like Andy Kim's name in like the fucking chop suey Chinese restaurant font. Like just like shit that was like, I mean, I don't even know if people bothered being that racist in the 30s. I guess just because they assumed everybody was. So like, you know, it's
implied. Yeah, no, they bothered. I read the Dr. Seuss war books. People bothered to be racist. They made the effort.
Yeah. But this was a lot of guys maxing out. There were a lot of people who were really committed. I think everybody was on the same page. And that message of let's get as racist as we can, I don't imagine that they're going to like deviate from that. I think it's basically all they have left. but
yeah, I don't think they're going to deviate from it. There were a couple of bright spots. Apparently, Georgia will have a runoff election after Brian Kemp, who might be the most evil motherfucker on the planet.
God. I'm glad that they're having a runoff, because I know I was seeing that stuff yesterday and like just about all the broken voting machines and everything. And it's like, I don't know what the dude, like, even if he had won outright, like, everyone has to know that he stole it. I guess it's just a question of most of his voters not caring.
Yeah, and in that case, and also, I want to write about it at some point, but the fact that the Atlanta Braves were in with him is just really gross.
Their whole thing was like every bit of that they did, from moving out of Atlanta to moving into the new stadium to, you know, like ripping off the municipality in order to do it. It's just been shameful and like kind of like not even covertly, but like overtly, at the very least, racially coded the entire time, where they're just sort of like, well, fans don't feel safe going into the stadium in the city of Atlanta. And like the idea that you're just like constantly trying to like make your white ass dying sports fan base whiter and whiter is like, it's beyond being in bad taste. It seems awfully stupid. But yeah, that's the sort of thing that would put you in with Brian Kemp for sure.
Yeah. So that's our heartwarming. And there's also the possibility, it's being sort of floating around right now, that Trump Jr. will be indicted this week.
No, not my friend.
Yeah.
I
just hope Mueller, you know, hangs him up like a dead antelope.
Like driving around with him on a Cadillac on the front of the car. Yeah,
just smiling next to him with like a gun resting on his knees, like, yeah, like, isn't this great? I'm outside.
Like the way that Donald Trump Jr. did when he killed like the last living Asian hippopotamus.
Yeah.
We're
having a great time with this dead white rhino carcass.
I know that it's hard to be like optimistic about this one way or the other, but like I honestly feel better about this and more. I mean, I have no idea what to expect, and I'm not expecting anything great, but like a lot of really cool candidates, like people of color, a lot of women, like a lot. The Democratic caucus is way younger and way more diverse now than it was. I have to think that something decent will come of that, even though the people in charge are still old and white and bad at their jobs. So, like, I don't know. I'm more hopeful than I'm used to being. I don't necessarily expect stuff to change, you know, right away. But there's definitely a chance that pot gummies are legal in Maine when we get up there for the summer, if not for Christmas.
That's done. All right. Well, then I'm gonna run with your optimism. I'm not gonna be a poo-poo head.
Yeah.
Bitch about leadership or anything like that. I'm gonna enjoy defeating fascism like 40% of the
time. I was gonna say, enjoy defeating fascism like in one of those weird college football overtimes because they missed a field goal.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was our emergency miniature podcast. We'll see you around. Bye.
Turn the siren off.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.